We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud Zayin Amud Aleph. Just to recap, the Mishnah said that if you have a koisel between two chatzeres, we're at a door, obviously you can't make an Erev together between two chatzeres, two courtyards, because they have a separation. But let's say you have this wall that the Mishnah said it was 4 tefachim wide and it was 10 tefachim high, it was a good wall. What about being mishtamash on top of it? Who does that belong to? So it says in the Mishnah, they go up on top and you mishtamash on top of it because it's like its own chatzar, it's its own separate chatzar. And in that chatzar, you can mishtamash with the kelim that are in that chatzar. That's all. Anything that was there before Shabbos, you can mishtamash in that chatzar on top of that. Whatever was in on top of the wall before Shabbos, you're allowed to use those. There is a machlokes Rabbanan and Rav Shimon always, you're allowed to go chatzar to chatzar. We're going according to Pashup Shal, we're going to Rabbanan according to Rashi. Going according to the Rabbanan, hold, you're not allowed to mishtamash one chatzar to another chatzar. And therefore, you're on top of this wall, you have to mishtamash right there. So Gemara said, what about if the wall is not 4 tefachim wide? So Rav said that you can't be mishtamash at all. You can't move anything on top of there at all. Why? Because two people own that rishus, and now it's like a chatzah she'enim arevas. Rav Yechanan says, no, you could even carry from your chatzah to on top of that. Why? Because it's like a makom patur. Since it's less than dal tefachim, it doesn't have its own rishus, it's like a makom patur. So Gemara has a kasha, tanan, from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah it says that on top of the wall, elu oilim mikam va'oichlim, you know, this chatzor number one, they can go up on top and eat on top, they can mishtamash on top of the wall, va'elu oilim mikam va'oichlim. It's mashma, oilin in, ma'ilim loy. You only could go up and mishtamash on top, but you can't carry up from your chatzor. Heck, Rabbi Yechon say, carry up from your chatzor. There it says you only could use the top. And for the Gemara, Apostle Teretz, Hachkama Yeshba Abba Abba, if it has its own Rishos, 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, Oila and Mayaloi, then it has owned in the Chatzah, it can't carry from Chatzah to Chatzah. Ein by Abba Abba, if it does not have 4 Tvachim, then it's a Mokam Torah, Mayalan Nambi, it could be Mayalan also. So the Kash is, what's the Havamina? So Taisus and second Taisus on top of them asked the Kash, Tema, Micah Zagadak, the Mishnah says clearly it was 4 Tvachim, our question is without 4 Tvachim. So Tosis answers that you could have thought that Pshat and Rabbi Yechanan is only do a 4 or less than 4. Pshat is that Rabbi Yechanan holds, since the top of the wall is not easy to mishtamish, you're not mishtamish a lot with the top of the wall, and therefore it doesn't have a din rishus, and it's bottle, and therefore you can mishtamish. That's what I thought Pshat and Rabbi Yechanan. And the Raya Tosis brings is, why don't you have a kasha on Rav also? Rav says you can't move Kamlai Nima. The Mishnah says you can have Oichlan on top, you can use the top, you could have a kasha on Rav also. There's Rav we understood Pshat in. Rav holds that since it doesn't have its own rishus, it's then it has both courtyards have a rishus, have a rights on it. But Rabbi Yechanan weren't sure Pshat Rabbi Yechanan why he said you could do whatever you want there. And now the Gemara's answer is because less than 4, it's a makom patur. That's the Gemara's really, that's the way Taisus learns. It's a good kasha, but lemaisa, at the end of the day, it comes out like this. Rabbi Yechanan only says it's mutter when it's a makom patur, when it's less than 4 tefachim wide, so it doesn't have a din rishus. And the Gemara says, "Va'ozdo Rabbi Yechanan Tamei." Rabbi Yechanan is going to Tamei that you find other places. The Chiyosu Rav Dimi or Rabbi Yechanan. This is talking about a Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Haytzaah. You're not allowed to carry anything from Shushu Yochid to Shushu Rabim, even 1 inch from Shushu Yochid to Rabim. It's Osir the Raisa to carry. You make Hakira and Anocha. You're not allowed to do that. But Rabbi Yechanan said, "Mokem She'im Boy Arba Al Arba." Let's say you have a place that's not 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, and it's above 3 Tvachim, so it's not bottomed to the ground. So you have this post. It's 5 Tvachim high, 2 tefachim wide, like for example, like a mailbox, a short mailbox. So the halacha is that mutul of neish rabim of neish shiachal katev lo. Both the shiachal and shiachal, if they have a heavy package, they could rest it on that while they're walking. Either carrying from shiachal to a new makim or shiachal to a new makim, it's not a problem because it's a makim patur. And the halacha is, Rabbi Yechanan says, vach leyachlifu. You can't do a switch. You know, you want to carry from Shishyachal to Shirabim, have Eitza. I'll pick it up, put it onto the mailbox, and take it from the mailbox to Shirabim. That you're not allowed to do because it's Xerid Rabbanon. That's the right, you could do that. But Xerid Rabbanon, you can't do that. So what do you see? You see, Rabbi Yechanan says the idea of Mokim Patur. So that's Rabbi Yechanan Tamei. Holds over here. The wall also is a Mokim Patur. Great thing of a Rav, less of the Rav Dimi, Rav doesn't hold something called Mokim Patur. Of course, he holds something called makom patur. Like Rashi speaks out, it's a brisa really. It's really a brisa Masechta Shabbos stuff of that says this thing. Rav wouldn't argue on that. So the Gemara, no, Rav agrees that Ibishu is the brisa hachinami. Barishu is the brisa means a shuyachir shuravim, and there's a makom patur. He agrees this is just a makom patur. Hachamai eskim shu is the rabbanon. Here we're talking about chatzera is the rabbanon. Both of them are shuyachir, and the rabbanon we say it's aser. V'chachombim osu chizik ledevrei mitzvah shol Torah. A lot of times, Chazal want...
Why is it Chazal want
They're both Rishus Yachid. They are Rishus Yachid. They're both Rishus Yachid, the Chatzer. He's saying here, it's both Rishus Yachids. So here, this Mokim Ptur, he didn't want to allow you to carry, and this is a Darabon and Degedin. A Chatzer to Chatzer can't carry Midarabon. They're both Rishus Yachid. You can't carry one to another one because of the din of the Urim, people living there, makes it awesome. Chazal wanted Mechazik their halacha, and therefore he said, even from a Mokim Ptur, you can't carry there. That's what Rav holds. Mashenker and the Riech holds, no, there's no difference. And Tosfos speaks out that when we say Rishuyis Darabanan, it's not all Rishuyis Darabanan. Rav will even agree that Rishuyis Darabanan, if you have a Carmelist and Rishuyis Yachid, he'll agree that Rishuyis Darabanan is a Makom Torah also. It's not by Evi Darabanan. Only this Darabanan, specifically this Darabanan, of Erev Chatzeris, will he hold that there's no Rishuyis Darabanan in Makom Torah because Chomei the Chizik Ledevrayim, they wanted to strengthen their Gzeira. People are not going to stand this Gzeira of Erev Chatzeris, and therefore they said you can't carry from Makom Torah to a Chatzar that's not Morevis to other Chatzar. So the Gemara Vaita. So Adkan this Shaila. Now the Gemara is going Vaita back to talking about walls in between the two Chatzeres, being Mishtamash, top of those walls. What's the halacha? So we said if you have a wall that's four Tvachim wide, the Kuliyama, you can't carry from. No, Kuliyama, I mean Kuliyama in our Sugya, it has to do with Rabban Rav Shimon, but let's say Kuliyama for your Sugya, you're not like carry from your Chatzar to on top of the wall, because the wall is a separate Chatzar. Now, if you could somehow work it out that top of the wall belongs to one side, so then he'll be able to mishdamas for that. That's the Gemara I was going to discuss now. You have a wall between both chatzeres. One side is 10 tvachim high. The other side is shavah la'aretz, which means it's not 10 tvachim wide. How is that possible? Let's say one field, one courtyard is higher than the other courtyard. So, and then you have a wall. So for one courtyard, that wall is 10 tvachim high. For the other courtyard, it's a little lower. It's 5 tvachim high. So there, we're going to say that wall, top of the wall, belongs to the one who is less than 10 tvachim, because it's easier for him to be mishtamish. One side is 10 tvachim high, but see the echad shavah la'aretz, which Rashi explains means less than 10 tvachim, not dafka shavah la'aretz, but anywhere from 0 to 10. You give it to the chatzer whose shavah la'aretz is closer to the ground and the wall is closer to the ground. It's not 10 tvachim high. Why? This one has it easier and this one has it harder and therefore goes to the one who's easier. Like Tosfos speaks out also, lav shava mamish kama, the mekin lav hainu kaisel, call it karkas chatzah. He's saying it's not 10 tvachim high. So that's it's easy, it goes to the one who is shorter, because it's easy for him to mishtamish in his wall, therefore that's considered part of his chatzah. That's one halacha. And we have another similar halacha also. Omar Rav Shizmi Rav Nachman, chritz shebein shtei chatzeris, you have a ditch between two chatzeris, and a lach is a chritz, is also called a hefsik, it's also called a separation between two chatzeris. If the chritz is 10 tvachim deep, then it's like a wall, just a wall the other way. It's a separation between two chatzeris. The Gemara later on says, and it has to be 4 tvachim wide, but 10 tvachim deep is called a chritz. So who gets to use inside the charitz? So charitz shvein shtei chatzeres, tzidech amok asara, regarding one courtyard, he looks down into the ditch, it's 10 tvachim deep. Tzidech, the other courtyard, is a little lower, so by them, looking into the ditch is not 10 tvachim deep. Shavalaretz, it's more closer to the ground. So who do you give it to? Nois to nois, azash shavalaretz. You give it to the one who the ditch is closer to their ground, not 10 tvachim deep. Mishum dehavel azet, asvisha benachas, this one's easy to mishdamish, and hard to mishdamish. So you have two halachas, they're very similar, and they're both b'shem Rav Nachman. What do you need both of them for? But shrichi, the yashvin and kaisel, if you said the halacha of kaisel, so there you understand. So the goyva mishdamish in sheep, people are mishdamish things that are an eye level, you know, hand level. There are a certain height it's easier to mishdamish with. But if you have to bend down, even if it's only 5 tvachim deep, it's very hard to do that. Aval chritz, bom kaloy. So you would say they're both called bekasha. Kamashlo, no. Loy mishtamish in chi. They're not mishtamish when it goes down. Aim aloy. Viyashmin of a chritz. If you only said chritz, because there is a mile of a chritz. Mishin aloy biyas a tashmishta. When you mishtamish in a chritz, it's not so scary. It's more shomer there. It won't fall off. Something in the ditch, it won't fall down. It's not going to fall off the wall. But something on a wall, maybe they say that's a kuliyama kasha because it might fall off. Now, the kaisel, the bias of tashmish, it's a little scary. Rashi, shenayflu machafetz, machafetz fall down. Emoloi, Tzricha. Therefore, we need both halachas to teach us that both halachas are called benachas, even though each one has a chasaron. Yeah, they're still called both benachas. We said that the ditch has a chasaron because you have to bend down, and a wall has a chasaron because it might fall off, but still, its mice is better than the 10th vacham one, and therefore, it's called Tzricha benachas, and the wall goes to that chatzah. So, the Gemara weiter. Now, you have a wall 10 tefachim between two chetzeris. So here, you want to make it lower. And this means to make it tashvisha v'nachas pashas. This lamayit means like that. It could mean also to be able to make a door, an erev in between, will be the same type of halacha. You have to do it on both sides for that. So bo lamayta, you want to make the wall lower. Im yesh b'miyatay arba'a, if you made the wall lower. Now, how do you make the wall lower? So Rashi says what you did was, you put something on the ground. Either you bana itztava, you built like a platform, or haniach paspasim, you put like a piece of twigs, or you poured up earth. You put up the earth on the side of the wall, and therefore you made it now easier to get on top of the wall. You amayit the wall. So it says like this, depends. If you made this, let's say we'll use the platform went the length of the chatzah of four tefachim, so that already makes a certain width that's enough of a, what? How deep is it? It's not the chatzah. So if you Rashi, there's no shear. According to the Rashi, Bamavayz, it needs four tefachim also that way also. So here it says, "Bolamaitam yeshu mitar ba." If the mita is four tefachim in the length, mutar l'shtamish b'chalakoy sekula. You can mishtamish b'chalakoy sekula. And again, right, the Rashi not handling an area, beyond just making it easy for you to mishtamish, because it comes out you have basically a way to mishtamish on the koysel that makes it shorter because you have. This thing that's four tefachim wide and it made it less than 10 tefachim, therefore you can stamish the whole kaisel. But if not, if it's not four tefachim length, you only can stamish connected that meat. Let's say you made it two tefachim, you can stamish connected that meat. So I'm asking that, I don't understand. If that meat is enough to make it easier to work with the top of the wall, because you can stand on that little piece and work with the top of the wall, but cooler kaisel stamish. So you just stamish the whole kaisel. If it doesn't help you to make it easier, even connect that spot, it shouldn't be mutter. So, everything in Maram Aravina, the case that he allows a miyat is a specific case. You ripped out a piece of the wall. Not that you made a platform two tefachim in the length on the bottom. You ripped out two tefachim of the wall. And the way Rashi learns is that now you made it less than your tefachim, and it's not four tefachim wide, so it's not a reshus pnei atzmai. Since it's not a reshus pnei atzmai, so therefore it's like a makom p'tur, and that's where you can use it. If it would be 10 tefachim high, even though it's a makom p'tur, it would be but the rest of the wall. But now it's less than 10 tefachim, and it's less than four tefachim and less than your tefachim, so it's like a makom pnei atzmai, like it's like a makom p'tur, and therefore you're allowed to be mishtamish with it. And this halacha is brought down in halacha that says that if you have this, you pull out this wall, then it's enough. Now, the way the Mishabura brings up in Lavush, a little different reason. He says, Sheshomu mishtashmisha v'nachas sho'imed b'karka mishtamish. Aval eini noyech lalis derech alav the reish ha'koyish ho'hov en b'arba b'mishkoy. Halacha is like this, he's saying like this, that if you only made two, the way the Lavush was a little different, if you only made two tefachim on the bottom, it's still very not comfortable standing on two tefachim mishtamish on top of the koyishol. Here, you have flat ground. You just got yourself a way to make it lower than 10 and 2 tefachim. That's fine, because it makes sense of the size. It's easier to mishtamish with it if you have a flat land. And it only works for that. It only works for that place. That's it. But they say, if it would be a 2 tefachim thing, even for that place wouldn't be good, because it's a scary place to stand. That's a Lavush learn. A little different than Rashi. Rashi learns more like a makom p'tur d'kadin, which also is only in the wall. Lavush learns a little different. That's what Ravina says.